These victories by the Habsburgs in Central Europe, the defeat of the Bohemians, the Habsburg victories in northern Italy, the fall of Vienna, the coming to power of Franz Josef, and finally the suppression of the Hungarians would hearten counter-revolutionaries and monarchs everywhere in Europe. Certainly in Berlin, the Hohenzollerns came to the realization as the Habsburgs began this march using royalist troops against the revolutionaries. The Hohenzollerns Frederick William IV finally began to realize he still had the army. Nobody had done anything about the army. The civil service was still loyal to the crown, apparently. The revolutionaries hadn't followed the script. They hadn't taken the revolution to the ultimate. And emboldened by the success of the Habsburgs, Frederick William IV ordered troops back into the city of Berlin. They met very little resistance on the part of the revolutionaries. They dissolved the civil guard, and Frederick William IV would issue his own constitution. The liberal ministry, the liberal constituent assembly in Berlin was sent packing off to the town of Brandenburg. And new elections to a new legislature would be held in the spring of 1849 under a constitution that was clearly drafted to favor monarchic causes. Similarly, one sees all over German Central Europe the same sort of scenario. Revolutionaries who had not been able to organize any kind of military force found themselves simply shoved aside. There would be one last gasp of revolution in the early spring of 1849. Resistance by the revolutionaries, liberal revolutionaries in the southwest and also in Saxony. But for all intents and purposes, the revolution had been defeated. The Frankfurt Parliament had finally finished its deliberations, finally drafted its constitution, and in March of 1849 offered the crown of a united Germany to Frederick William IV of Prussia. He was filled with contempt for these revolutionaries, utter disdain. Frederick William IV, now the shoe was on the other foot. Power was back in the hands of monarchy. And when the delegation from Frankfurt arrived to offer him the crown of a united Germany, Frederick William IV didn't take long to deliberate. He made it clear to the gentleman who had arrived that he would accept the crown of a united Germany if it were offered to him by the legitimate crowned heads of German Central Europe. Otherwise, as he put it, not too delicately, he would refuse this, quote, crown from the gutter, close quote. These commoners had no right to be offering a crown to anyone. So this notion of liberal national sovereignty had taken a serious setback in German Central Europe. With that, the revolutions of 1848 were over. Liberalism, having scaled the heights of power in the spring of 1848, now found itself in retreat everywhere. How did this come about? What were the conclusions to be drawn from the events of 1848? Certainly, if one looks at the liberal camp, on the verge of victory, the divisions within the liberal camp had been revealed in very salient fashion. Indeed, the revolution of 1848 would accentuate the division between radical Republicans on the one hand, the sort of left liberalism, and the moderate liberals, who clearly now were seen as representing, quote, the forces of order, close quote. It exposed that gap between them, so that henceforth, and seen never more clearly than in the June days in France in 1848. There was also, 1848 would also mark a very important shift among left liberals. Up until this point, up until the revolution of 1848, radical liberalism was seen as republicanism. The radical demand of the Republicans was universal male suffrage. This was what sovereignty residing in the people meant, was the enfranchisement of the population. But in 1848, the idea of national workshops in France, the whole social agenda which had come to the surface among the French revolutionaries, the left liberals in Paris, revealed that universal male suffrage was not going to be the final destination of left liberalism, but rather now it was going to take on a social agenda as well.